I'm excited today that we have live jazz on the radio, and I hope you are too. Heading the group, headlining the group, is somebody I've known for, gosh, I think about 35 years, maybe even a little bit more than that. He's playing along with Ben Brosh on Brosha, thank you, Ben, on keys, John Corpiel on drums. Aiden Epstein is playing bass, and the person who I haven't mentioned is Lee Robinson. All right, here are Lee Robinson and Iska.
Thank you.
music made right here before your very ears live. And Amin, if you can pass that mic on over to Lee. Good morning. Yeah. what was that that tune you just played?
That was a tune called Sing a Song of Songs.
Sing a Song of Songs.
Kenny Garrett tune.
Yeah, it sounded beautiful. What have you been up to lately?
Trying to practice, I guess. Get my life together.
It's nice to have you here. It's been way too long.
Thanks for having us this time. Yeah. I've been here several times on the solo.
Yeah.
But and then I had a friend of mine, Tom, with me one time, Tom Riley. So this time we have Iska for a change.
Yeah. I guess, you know, we can pass the mic along and change. I mean, for change. Always good for a change. See, Lee and I will get started, and
you won't
play another song. We'll take it right up till noon.
We can do that, too.
Key change, time change. There's a lot of diaper changes here in the museum.
Hopefully we're past that.
Yes. Well, we're in this hermetically sealed studio.
Oh, that's cool.
It's purposeful.
That's
why don't we meet everybody?
Keep it clean.
We'll find out a little bit more about the guy on keys. And that's Ben Brosia. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And, you know, I'm going to pull an audible here maybe.
Yeah.
I'll bet you if we turn the volume up on your side here, if there's a volume control on the keys, that Chad will be able to get more keys if that can go up.
I am at max.
You're at
capacity.
Max. Okay. We'll
for
work.
Volume.
We'll work on that. You get some great we could hear you. It sounded great.
Great.
But
cool.
I just want to be sure everybody, you know,
yeah,
you can hear yourself,
no, it's
too.
Important to
so
hear
tell
each
me
other.
Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? How long have you been playing with Lee?
Yeah, well, I'm actually originally from Virginia. I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia, originally. I moved up to Pittsburgh about a year ago to get my master's degree at Duquesne University. I did my undergraduate degree at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And then I've been up here for when I got up to Pittsburgh, I actually met Lee through a mutual friend of mine who played with Lee, and he needed me to fill in for a gig that Lee had up in Penn State Beaver Campus, and then we played, and the rest is history. And then I start playing with Lee and got to know Lee and the group and the people he plays with, and I love it. It's great.
That's great. And do you have family in West Virginia still?
I do. I have a family member in West Virginia. My family's in Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yeah.
Okay.
I
thought I'd heard West Virginia before. When you, it's for Virginia.
No.
I was going to just ask
you. I feel
you.
Like a lot of people, when they hear Virginia up here in Pittsburgh area, they first think West Virginia.
You know, you're probably.
Because I get that a lot.
You're probably right that you hear that and it just rolls off. So what year are you in at Duquesne now?
I just finished my first year going on to do one more year.
It's a tough program.
It is.
There.
It is. Very tough, but very rewarding.
Great. Well, let's meet some of the other folks we have here, and then Lee's going to play another song. We're going to go to the drummer who's in the corner. The drummers always end up in the corner here in the studio. And don't worry, that monitor above you is not going to fall.
That's comforting.
It hasn't fallen yet. This is John Corfield on drums. And how long have you played, and how do you hook up with Lee and Iska?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was a little kid, and I've met Lee probably sometime in the mid-90s. So I've been playing on and off with Lee for about 20 years, and it's always been a pleasure playing with Lee. He's very innovative in his style and just pushes me and challenges me to play in ways that I haven't played before, so that's always a great thing.
Lee hears things, sees colors, feels things that I think are just nobody else sees. You know, there's notes that aren't invented yet that are in his head and vibrations.
That's for sure.
Terrific. And let's say hello to our bass player, Aiden. He'll reach over there.
Hello, Larry.
And tell me about yourself.
I am entering my first year at graduate studies in jazz at Pitt. I've been playing the bass since high school, and this is actually my third time ever playing with Lee Robinson, so I might be the newest member of this group.
That's great. Where are you from originally?
I am from the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, and I moved out here to go to Pitt 4 years ago, and I plan on sticking around for a while longer.
That's great. How has Pittsburgh been so far? Coming from Chicagoland, it's a little bit of a difference.
It's quite different, yeah. Chicago is very flat, and the thing I like about Pittsburgh is the elevation in the hills. It adds a lot more character to the land, and driving around is nice.
What town are you from?
I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Okay, I know Deerfield well.
I think I have some family listening in from back there.
So. I hope so. Yeah. If you're listening, if you're one of Aiden's people, one of his folks, or anybody for that matter, you can text us at 412-200-5975. I'll share that with Aiden and everybody else. Tell us a story about Aiden, like from his youth, and we'll share that with everybody. Sorry, Aiden, we won't do that. Speaking of text numbers and emails and such, you can learn more about Lee if you go to leerobinsonmusic.com and the whole band and what their itinerary is. We have another number coming up that we'll go to. And then afterwards, we'll talk a little bit about how you can hear the band tonight. They're going to be playing over in Riverview Park. But we'll just let loose with another tune from Lee Robinson and Iska. That's Lee Robinson and Iska. Wow, that song was great. Really showed off the keys there of Ben Brosia as he was playing, and some nice drum work in there too from John Corpiel and Aiden playing along as well, which is great. Everybody sounds this is a tight unit, Lee. Guys sound great. What was the name of – was that one of yours?
That was one of my tunes.
I thought so.
It's called Phantasm.
I like it. Now, tonight you are going to be at Riverview Park. It's the All-Star Jazz Concert, I believe, right?
Stars at Riverview?
Stars at Riverview.
Because it's the observatory.
Oh, yes. Stars are the stars out tonight at Riverview. And you'll be playing. Anybody else on the bill tonight?
No, they usually have one group, and then they have a movie, and I don't know what the movie is. You know, once I'm finished,
I'll look it up.
I'm pretty finished.
I'll look it up. But you play first, so
we play during the daytime. The movie comes out when the stars come out. Yeah.
Well, there's a great opportunity. Riverview Park is gorgeous. A lot of people don't know it's right in the city. If you go to Schenley Park or Highland Park. Riverview Park is just a little bit north of the city of Pittsburgh. It's a beautiful place.
Very nice. 14 miles of trails.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Challenging ones, too.
Yeah. Yeah. There used to be a horse stable in the middle of the park. I don't know if you know Moses Carper.
I have learned about him since I'm doing a few gigs up there for the for OHI Observatory Hill community up there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moses had a recreational therapy program with horses right in the park. And yeah. I'm not sure what became of his horses when he passed. His program was just great. I know of a lot of youth who really benefited from working with him. Lee also is going to be playing at our Solar Concert Series. Will the band be here with you for that, too?
The band will be there. I can't do it without them. The only time I do solo is for you, Larry. I come down here. And
I'm honored.
And I do it in the museum also. But it's usually in this facility where I play solo. You guys asked us to come down, and we wanted to play, so we have a quartet for that day.
I'm so glad for that. Now, that date is August 10th, not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that. Solar Concert Series right in Buell Community Park. It is also free, just like tonight's show. That one is at lunchtime, Wednesday, August 10th.
It's 12 to 1, right?
Yeah. And I'm feeling really... in the lap of luxury here. It's like I'm at my own jazz club. being able to, you guys sound really great. Susan just wrote to indicate how much she's enjoying you, and we had a couple other emails and texts.
Hi, Susan.
What do you want to do next?
What do I want to do?
What do you want to do?
Sleep is on the menu, but that's not going to happen right
now. That's on my menu, too.
Yeah.
That usually happens around 1 o'clock.
We'll do a version of a Wayne Shorter tune called Footprints. We'll talk about it after we play it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Footprints.
Lee Robinson, Ben Brosia, John Corpiel, Aiden Epstein, Iska. Thank you. Lee Robinson and Iska at the Saturday Light Brigade. Great bass work there by Aiden Epstein. Also, the whole ensemble sounded just great.
Well, thank you.
And Aiden's playing 25% more strings than most bassists. I noticed he's got a 5-string bass. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, that would be an engineering thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 strings, yeah.
5 strings. I got it, you know. Yeah. It's just sticking in my head. And that was Wayne Shorter Footprints.
Yes, it was, yes. Terrence Blanchard type of arrangement, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember Terrence Blanchard.
Trumpet.
Yeah. Did he ever sing, Terrence Blanchard? No, I'm thinking of Clark Terry, who I never knew sang.
Well, Clark, yeah he did mumbles and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah. There's a couple others we found of him singing.
Yeah, he sang a little bit. Yeah,
that surprised me. Mm-hmm. If you go to Lee's website, there's a few recordings that are posted there. There also you can read more about him. He also, I'm not sure if any are scheduled, but you have some jazz services at the church every now and then.
Yes, we do. I teach lessons there, and I do a jazz camp at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Mount Lebanon at 1066 Washington Road. And I do have a concert in November. It's going to be, let's see. I don't know what we're going to call it, but it's going to be the Jazz Spiritual Concert in November. I think it's around the 12th or the 14th.
One thing I either forgot about or didn't know about was the poetry album that I saw on your website. Is that still in print?
With Rhea?
Yeah.
It is still available. And we can talk about it after the show.
That's okay.
But
it's still out there.
It's still out there. It's on the website. I had an opportunity to do the music for that. There's actually one song that has saxophone, but I did the compositions on keyboard to accompany her poetry. And you know, she's pretty acclaimed. You know, she spoke at the maybe several women's conferences at the I can't even think of the place now. But but yeah, she lives in Puerto Rico now. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just the depth of what you've been getting into. Are you giving? I'm sure you give lessons at jazz camp. Mm-hmm. Are you giving private lessons?
Private. Yeah, so when I say lessons, I mean private lessons. Jazz camp is. Jazz camp. We don't actually get into the lessons as much there privately, but yeah. So and it's a different kind of jazz camp. So look forward to it next year, and it's for people who you know, who know their instrument and know the notes like 10 through adult. So I've had, you know, all of them in one session, you know, 10-year-olds with college students and adults in the same session, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
But it's a different kind of a camp. And, yeah, they come out with some interesting things, and we actually do a final concert, you know, at the end of the camp. So
we should try to broadcast that or record that sometime. It would really be a lot of fun, especially if you got kids involved. That's Lee Robinson. If you go to leerobinsonmusic.com, you can see pictures and discographies and histories and all sorts of things. He's playing here with Iska, Ben and John and Aiden, sounding great. We have about 11 minutes of radio time.
11 minutes.
10 minutes.
Do we have a 10-minute song? Let's see.
Or you can do a couple. Do a couple fives, or you could. I just want to
do five twos.
Do five twos. See, you got the change out there.
Yeah, we could have change.
All the $3 bills have been spent over the last 2 weeks at the at the presidential conferences. So there's more threes.
Yeah,
at
those are gone.
Or at the conventions.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
No.
So we can do we'll do my favorite kids tune, and then we'll do our ending song for the session. So make sure you're on the train at the end. All right.
Okay. That makes me wonder what is his favorite kids tune.
This is Larry Berger all the way here.
Okay.
SLB all the way.
Okay.
All right. Larry's gonna figure it out while we play. All right.
Lee Robinson and Iska, and thank you, Amin, and Lee will grab here. It's like play-by-play.
If you want to sing along, if you get it.
Okay.
You can.
I think I'm going to get it. I don't know if I'll get the second one, but...
Thank you.
Lee Robinson and Iska along, including Ben Brosha, John Corpio, Aiden Epstein, Lee Robinson. Look for them tonight at the Stars of Jazz series. The Stars are out there tonight. Riverview Park, 7 o'clock. Join us next week for the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.